And so now I invite us to go to that beautiful place within, to go deep within so that we too can climb that mountain, to go to that place of a higher consciousness. And so I invite us to just take a cleansing breath. That breath from which we were created. That breath from which we are sustained. The breath of God that we're all breathing together in this sanctuary. And that breath of God that is individualized within each of us. That breath. And so as we breathe in, to just breathe in a greater awareness of who we are and to whom we belong. And as we release that breath, to just let go of any idea that we could possibly be separated from that breath, from the One. And then to relax our bodies, knowing there's never a cookie cutter way to meditate or to pray. So whatever feels comfortable where you are. And then in this present moment, letting go of any thoughts about what got us here or what we're going to do after we leave, but to bring our attention to the here and now, our breath taking us inside. And so as we travel higher and higher in that place of consciousness, feeling the warmth the closer we get, seeing the brightness, the lightness, the closer we get. And to just for the next few moments to sit on this mountain with the Christ that we are. To look inside. To see if there is anything that we need to release. Anything that we need to leave in the nets. So that we can be willing to be in this moment and to experience God. As we take these moments in the silence. And so as we prepare to return to this outer sanctuary, to this time, this place, to perhaps come down from that mountain for a time, knowing that that mountain is always there, always there, because we carry it with us. So we give thanks for this time together, for this experience. We give thanks that our souls have resonated together here today. And knowing that as we pray, as we meditate, that not only do we lift our own consciousness, but the consciousness of the whole world. And so we do give thanks for unity. The movement we call unity, the unity that we feel as children of one God. We give thanks for our awareness that we are one with each other and one with God. And we do pray this in the beautiful consciousness of the one who figured it out, of the one who said, I am the light of the world, and who said, you are the light of the world. Not to hide that light, but to put it on the lampstand so all can see, and it will light the room. Jesus Christ. And so it is. Amen. And now let us join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the